Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says, Cirilla's, we're high on ass.
Your mic's off.
All right, Mac. Public enemy number one is the text line because they fired back because you found their tweet yesterday of trading Mahomes would be the way to go with this franchise. Do you have the text of the paragraph that was sent in?
Oh, yeah. We got a novel in response.
Oh, good. All right. So, but set people up for who don't know who were here at like, 6:15 or whatever. And okay. We read this originally on the air. So we need to set that up for those folks. So they kind of are part of the conversation.
Yep.
And then we've got the retort, you said?
This is the retort. And we do now know that it is a 913 number.
Okay.
So this is what he texted in yesterday, and we decided to hold off. It was near the end of the season.
Wait, hang on a second. It's from the 913, you said?
Yes,
so
sir.
He's hoping the Chiefs tank so they can move to Kansas.
It's all part of his plan.
It's all a part of everything that he's trying to do, like the Cleveland Indians trying to tank to move to Tampa on Major League. This is this guy's way of trying to get the Chiefs to tank so they move to Kansas.
Exactly right. He's got a weird way about it, though, because this was his text yesterday. We decided to hold it off till this morning, and so we read it in the 6 o'clock hour. This was the first text. Besides the front office and coaching chains, it's an unpopular opinion, but this realization hit me on Sunday. Mahomes' claim to fame is his arm, and his arm is done. Not to mention the knee injury, all the ankle injuries in the postseason, they've taken their toll. In the next season or two at most, if not this offseason, the Chiefs need to consider trading Patrick Mahomes. He's damaged goods. I don't know how much the rest of the league knows that. They need to sell high on Mahomes ASAP. They need to rebuild from the front office to the coaching to the production on the field, which is all aged out.
Okay, so I will say this. Mahomes is overthrowing receivers the other day. I'm not really concerned about his arm. Honestly, if you say, are you concerned with something? I'm more concerned with his decision-making than I am anything else. I don't think his decision-making has been great this year. That's the concern for me. It's nothing else, but needless to say, that's one of the more ridiculous texts. We went through it all this morning. You can go grab the podcast and see our true thoughts on that, which are, you can guess what most of them are. Like, this guy's an idiot.
What the hell's going on?
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
So then just about 20 minutes ago, he came back. He retorted. So here he is. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mock me if you dare about my trade Mahomes take.
Okay, we will.
People are emotional beings and attached to past success and what people have done for them. But history's on my side. We saw this in Philly with Reed. He went 9-8, 3-14 because he lost the locker room.
It's not Mahomes.
Agreed. He lost the locker room because his plays were predictable. The players didn't respect his authority and just didn't listen to him. I remember the Thigpens, Matt Castle, Dave Krieg, Bonos, etc. But Mahomes has regressed. And two big factors to his regression, change in OC, and he and his main weapons have aged out, as well as this defense.
Change in OC. Andy Reid's been here since 2013.
And the only old weapon is Travis Kelce. The rest of these guys are new,
all
young.
All these guys are young. The offensive line's young. They've invested in that.
Father Time's undefeated, and to sustain a dynasty, you have to get rid of players a year early rather than a year too late.
I don't disagree with that at all. I totally agree with that. But we're not talking about the quarterback here. We're talking about the decision making that the quarterback is making. And Mitchell Schwartz had this thing yesterday about the first play of the game. It looked like a great play to Rashee Rice, but Patrick Mahomes making that play missed a great handoff to Kareem Hunt that could have ended up being a touchdown if Patrick Mahomes had better decision making. And that's where I'm concerned with right now. That's why I hate the RPO at this point in time, because I don't think right now, at this point of where we are, Patrick Mahomes needs to be making decisions on the field. I don't think this season and these last two games especially, I don't think he's earned the right to have an RPO out there on the field right now because he's not using the R part of it. And Andy Reid basically said, we've got these RPOs. And then Mitchell Schwartz broke one down yesterday. And it's the first play of the game. And I'm like, whoa. He says, look, here's the linebackers. They're not even respecting the run. Everybody's just immediately dropping back in the pass coverage and nobody's respecting the run. If Patrick Mahomes recognized that and handed the ball to Kareem Hunt, there was a gaping hole. He probably would have scored a touchdown on the first play of the game.
No.
But, well, no. I mean, that. No,
he
I mean,
doesn't have breakaway.
That was
well,
a 7-yard run. That was
no, it was not.
Run.
If you watched the linebacker moving out of the play, that thing was wide open. That guy would have gone for 20 or 30 yards. Patrick Mahomes is making bad decisions this year. I will say that. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has made good decisions. Okay, especially the last eight games. And when you go back and you watch that first play, you got an 11-yard run with Rashee Rice on the sidelines, or you could have given it. He's totally not allowing his team to have the R in the RPO. He's not even going up there, and the defenses know that. They are not respecting the run right now. So decision-making on Patrick Mahomes, I will agree with. It sucked the last eight games.
Eight?
Or eight quarters, I mean.
Eight quarters.
So
did you send in that text?
No, the last eight quarters. But it's not his health or his ability. His decision-making has been terrible over the last eight quarters.
From the 913, says, careful, guys. You mock him too much. You may lose a listener, LOL. And that only wildly emotional person would say to trade Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, look. No. It's erroneous on all accounts. Like, you would never, I mean, I remember, and I do kind of remember this, when the Chiefs smoked Tom Brady with that Alex Smith game in Kareem Hunt's first year, right? Mm-hmm. 2017. Yep. And everyone was like, is this it? Is Brady done? They were showing him on the bench. Should they start putting in Jimmy Garoppolo? Right. All that sort of stuff. So it's not like odd to see this happen. But look, I think if there's one person in the entire world that knows that Mahomes hasn't been good, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
The second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am interested to see how he handles this, because hearing Kling's response to the game, how he was just sitting in his locker staring like with that, what do they call that? Like that 1,000-yard
despondent
stare.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like disheveled and lost. And it's like, okay, now it's your turn to prove that 2 weeks don't justify what you have done your entire career. And I do believe in Patrick Mahomes. I do believe that he can turn this around. But I don't think that it's his play that I'm concerned with. I think it's communication and something going on outside of the field of play. So we'll see. I mean, everybody's in gut check moment right now.
Absolutely. They are. That's a great way to put it.
I mean, it's not just Mahomes. I mean, it's Andy, it's Spat. Like, everybody's been called out in some way, shape, or form. Mahomes' play decision, Andy Reid saying we call run plays, but I need to run the ball harder. Spags getting caught and, you know, being predictable. He's out there. Chris Jones has been caught. Everybody's been caught this year that essentially is a star on this team. Xavier Worthy caught tipping pitches. Travis Kelce caught losing his cool on the sideline early in the season. Patrick Mahomes caught getting, you know, proven that he's not going to run the ball. It's all there, black and white. And now it's up to the Chiefs to be like, hey, we are a 500 team. We are on the outside looking in. Let's go change that. And it starts this week in Indianapolis.
You know, it's funny to have this thing called the run pass option when it really isn't an option, because the quarterback refuses to hand the ball off. He wants to make the big play so bad that he's allowing himself to lose football games and make bad decisions because he wants to make the spectacular. Sometimes it's okay to be average. Sometimes it's okay to take the easy. Sometimes it's okay to be vanilla. You don't have to be the greatest thing on every single play. And that's what concerns me most about Patrick Mahomes. It always has. He tries to be the greatest thing in the world on every single play. And sometimes it's okay to be Tyrod Taylor. And sometimes it's okay to be Joe Flacco and hand that ball off and let your running backs do the work and take the pressure off of you. Because I've watched that play a lot for Mitchell Schwartz, the first play of the game. It was brilliant the way he broke it down. And you watch all the linebackers just run back and to their right. And if they hand the ball to Kareem, he's going forward to the left. And he would have, I mean, he would have just gone for a very, very.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Very big gain. And the fact of the matter is, for me, how much he would have gained or not, we don't know. But what we do know is that Denver Bronco defense never once respected the GD run for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's an indictment. That is an indictment of this organization. They didn't even respect the run because they knew he wasn't going to do it. That has to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.